Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m. we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That again is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. At today's program, we have Holly singing Shepherd's Point of View, and then part 4 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled The Detours of Perspective, from Romans chapter 8, verses 27 to 30.
The eagle of somebody that's a liberal that wrote it anyway. They don't even know what they're talking about, for God's sake. I know what I'm talking about. I know in whom is on the throne today. And I know what my God can do. And I know when I anchor myself on faith in God, I know my God can move every mountain. My God can open up a pathway where I had no way. My God can do the impossible, because I've learned that if I put my faith and my trust in God, I will become consumed with God. And you're not going to become consumed with God if you keep your Bible in a closed position and you don't come to the house and you don't pray and you don't worship and you don't praise the Lord. You're never going to grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord. But brother, when you start pouring this into your soul and God starts working in you, I'm going to tell you what, you're consumed with the power of Almighty God. Amen. Whew. Say, preacher, maybe you need more 18-hour days. Don't say that. That's not nice. Joseph was robbed of everything that he had. He was. The one thing that could take, that could not take, they could not take the destiny out of his life that God had for him. See, he knew his destiny was in God's hands. And in your destiny, it too is in God's hands today. But you've got to get in a position of trusting the Lord. God will control where you go and where you wind up, regardless of the detours that you have to go through. Do you ever look back and say, boy, thank the Lord for that detour in life. Thank the Lord for that twist that He made, that turn He made in my life. You might be thinking, well, the devil, you know, he has you where he wants you. What the devil meant for evil, God meant for good. Now you read this account of Joseph, and you see there's an order here. Here's the order: three things: evil, God, good. Evil, God, good. Now, when faced with evil, and you put God into the equation, good comes out of the situation. What you're missing when you're going through the issues, we're looking for the good, but we never get there because we've left the most important part of the equation out, and that's the presence of God. If Joseph had not worn the coat of many colors, then his brothers would not have gotten upset, hated him, and sought to rid him, and so they had even planned to kill him. The pit just became a convenience for them to do it. You know, if he didn't have the coat, then the brothers would not have been upset with him. There would not have been a pit. See, this coat, his daddy, because he favored the younger child, which was out of the sink of the lineage, he, basically, this coat had caused him a lot of problems. But it was a part of the destiny of God. He would not have been sold to the Ishmaelites. He would not have had to deal with and be sold to Potiphar. And then he would not have to have dealt with Mrs. Potiphar, who became a real thorn in his flesh. He would not have to be put in prison unjustly. He would not meet the baker and the cupbearer. And then he would not have interpreted the dream of the cupbearer. He would not be in the right place with the right gift at the right time, that he would later interpret Pharaoh's dream. I mean, you would think, man, it's a downward spiral for Joseph. No, you're looking at the bell curve wrong. It's actually a curve upward. It's a work of God. All these things were necessary to bring the destiny that God had for him into fruition. So Joseph interprets the dream, looking forward here. He interprets the dream of Pharaoh, and he is placed second in charge of Egypt. Wait a minute. Pit. Not only did he go to the pit, but then he went to the prison. But what was God's destiny? The other P. P-A-L-A-C-E. Palace. Amen. How could this happen? Really, how could this occur? Joseph didn't have a political science degree. He had not gone to the leading schools of learning how to have political influence. He didn't even have a resume. He didn't even have the background for it. Well, I can tell you some things about that in my life. Joseph wasn't even an Egyptian. We would equate this, well, the deck was stacked against him, right? Oh, but if God then be for you, who can be against you? Amen. But when his brothers had to get something to eat, they had to come to Egypt and ask the second in charge, guess who it is? Joseph. And the second in charge was this man that God had brought through the detours of life to the palace where God had designed for him. All because of a coat of many colors. That because of this coat, he experienced detours that wound him up in Egypt that would bring about God's divine purpose for his life. Now, in that process, let me go quickly here. In that process, from getting the coat to the pit, to being sold to the Ishmaelites, to going to Egypt, be sold in slavery, being then bought by Potiphar, then having the encounter with Potiphar's wife, and it was not an encounter from the standpoint he had done something, she falsely accused him. And then winding up in prison, it was all a part of God's situation. It was all a part of God's detour. And in all of those things that happened, you read the story in the book of Genesis. He kept a right perspective. He kept a right focus. God can take an evil. Listen to me. God can take a mess, and you might be in a mess right now. God can take a trial. You might be in one right now. God can take a circumstance, and you might be one in right now. God can take a situation, and you might be in the middle of one right now. And he can still bring a destiny out of that. The first thing you must do is don't give up on God. Amen. We talk all kinds of crazy, idiotic stuff when we're going through all this mess that we go through in life. We start questioning God and calling on Him and saying, why aren't you doing something? When are you going to do something? Where are you at? When you know. We get through in that capacity. Folks, that's not the place. The tendency is when you are down, you've got to give God an opportunity. Not give up on God, but give God the opportunity to work in your life. Actually, the worse is the harder from the standpoint you should be running to God with more intensity instead of running from God with more intensity. You need to be seeking the Lord. And it's easy praising Him in the sunshine. But let me tell you, when it's storming in your life, folks, let me tell you what. You still can give God the praise that's due His holy name. Amen. Run to God in the dark places of life. Did you hear that? Run to God in those dark places of your life. Even in those detours, say, Lord, I don't understand what you're doing or how you're doing or when you're going to do what you're going to do. But my faith, remember I told you in the beginning, faith is what's going to bring the best of God into your life. And if you abandon your faith, you've abandoned God's way. If you abandon faith today, you've abandoned what God's desires are for you. So Joseph went through 22 years of saga in his life of inconvenience. We get upset if we have to go through 2 hours. Jesus went through 33 years in his earthly life to bring about God's divine plan, destiny. And that's what we call salvation today. And if you've never experienced him in salvation, you need to. It's imperative. It's a necessity.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Send an email to our pastor at seaduck@aol.com. That's S-E-E, letter A, and then duck, D-U-C-K, @aol.com. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today, and we trust that Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to End the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.